Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, March 29th, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. A government coup in Kyrgyzstan could jeopardize religious freedom. The president of Zambia testifies to his faith in Christ, and a resource ministry in the United States needs young adult volunteers. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Kyrgyzstan, where Christians are concerned about religious freedom in the aftermath of a coup in that former Soviet bloc nation. Yesterday, the acting parliament named Kurmanbek Bukayev as its new prime minister. Bible Mission International was assisting in a church planting movement there. Bible Mission's Mark Remchesel.
They've had great success in planting hundreds of churches across Kyrgyzstan. And what they're afraid of at this juncture is that the extreme Muslims in Kyrgyzstan would come to power, and they obviously don't want that to happen.
Kyrgyz Christians are asking believers worldwide to pray that this power struggle would end, because Remchesel says a major outreach is quickly approaching.
The Christian summer camp programs will be kicking off here at the end of May, and we really would like to have some resolution to this before we start sending kids out all across Kyrgyzstan to camps.
Next, Christians in Sri Lanka are concerned about a cabinet decision that could bring a tough anti-conversion bill into law in that predominantly Buddhist nation. Back to the Bible, Sri Lanka director James Kanaganayagam says if it's approved, it could affect their feeding, orphan, medical, and other humanitarian aid programs.
It would not only limit evangelism, it would also curtail our mandate to live as the Lord Jesus wants us to live, in that it could be misconstrued that even our social action is done in order to bribe people into the kingdom of God.
Kanaganayagam says that this would be a serious threat to their tsunami outreach to Buddhist, Hindu, and Muslim refugee camps. He says the victims don't seem concerned about their work.
Despite the fact that the religion was different, they appreciate the fact that they received the assistance of food, shelter, and clothing at a time when sometimes their own religious organizations were not able to help them.
A similar bill was struck down last year. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many are praying that the testimony of Zambia's president will have an impact on evangelism. According to Southern Baptist missionaries with the International Mission Board, President Levi Mwanawasa was recently baptized. Hundreds of people attended the event, including public officials from Zambia and other countries. Mwanawasa says he came to Christ when he started attending Twin Palms Baptist Church in Lusaka in 2003. The president is one of many successes there. Last year, 116 churches were started. Meanwhile, a resource organization in the United States says young adults can make an incredible difference in overseas missions work, and it doesn't require a lot of travel. Christian Resources International distributes Christian material to those who need it overseas. CRI's Fred Palmerton says that they receive hundreds of requests for free Bibles, commentaries, and other Christian resources.
Every one of those letters has to be screened, and we can send those letters and get them into the hands of people who would like to help process those and send the letters back to us, where we will fill those needs.
Church coordinators are also needed. Palmerton says that this is a great program for young adults.
They're not interested in just sending dollars. They want to see what happens, and they want to get their hands on ministry. And we are just an excellent vehicle to carry that out.
With many pastors overseas having no libraries, these books can have a profound impact on evangelism. And prospective overseas missionaries have a place to go to learn about missions work. The Journey Deepens is a weekend retreat to help prospects explore, discover, and connect with how they could become a missionary in another culture. Brigada.org reports that these weekends are for college students, professionals, and high school seniors. They'll talk about the missionary call, support raising, and more. The next retreat begins April 15th in Oklahoma. Go to our website to get more information. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the left, and you'll receive the latest mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.